So today I want to teach you a strategy that I teach my half marathon runners that they apply in the last part of the race when it's really hard, which helps them be successful. But it's a strategy that's pretty simple that anyone can apply in their life. So one thing as a coach, one thing you're always trying to do is you're trying to teach people strategies for success. And there's many strategies I teach my runners in our running groups in all areas of running. But there's one strategy I teach, which is, I'm going to be honest, it's not rocket science and it's actually really simple. But I was teaching a girl this strategy the other day. She goes, Bevan, that's a really cool strategy. I need to use this in other areas of my life. So I thought I'd share it with you. So basically, in a half marathon, a really well-raced half marathon means that you get to the last quarter with the opportunity of achieving your goal. So what a lot of people, when they start a half marathon, do is they start too hard, they make bad decisions, they get to the last quarter, and they're kind of just surviving to the finish line. So they're plodding to the finish line where it's not necessarily a good experience. When we look at a well-executed half marathon, the last quarter is going to be hard, but you have the ability to perform in the last quarter. And one of the things we do with our runners, we spend a lot of time conditioning their body, teaching them around nutrition, all these types of things, but we teach them the strategy of what they should do in that moment. And there's a little kind of strategy I call, when I get to, I do this. When I get to, I do this. Again, this one isn't rocket science. So basically what we tell our runners is, when I get to the last quarter, I do this. So what we train them is, what are the things that they need to apply when they get to the last quarter of the race, which is basically the last, maybe it's basically over the last 5Ks of the race. So when I get to around 15Ks of the race, I do this. Now, within our running group, we're going to say, I'm going to make sure my nutrition strategy is in place so I've got energy for the last part of the race. I'm going to put motivational tools in place because I know mentally the game's going to be a little bit harder. It might be music, it might be use of competition, it might be landmarks, it might be affirmations, it might be mindset, whatever. I'm going to inject my motivational tools at this time. In the last part of the race, I'm going to focus on my technique because I know when my technique, when I get tired at least, my technique can go in the wrong direction. So as you can see, what we've done is we've helped these people identify a moment in the future where they know they are going to have to face some struggle. But instead of just getting to that moment and going, this is hard, we've given them strategies to put in place when they hit that moment. So again, this is a really simple tool. When I get to this moment, this is what I'm going to do. Now, as the girl I was talking to the other day was saying, this is a strategy we can use in lots of areas of our lives. Like, think of your day and think about a moment where maybe it's a bit of a struggle for you. So when I go out to a restaurant, let's say you're on the weight loss journey, when I go out for a restaurant, I tend to eat too much just because I overindulge. So when I get to the restaurant, I do these three things. It might be before I go to the restaurant, I look at the menu and I predetermine my meal. It might be I just let other people know, hey, look, I'm just trying to manage my food really well right now. And I just want to enjoy my meal tonight, so don't offer me any more or don't put pressure on me. It might be that you have a little saying you have in your head. This is the kind of thing we're looking to do. So a really good thing I want you to think about right now is, when could you apply this tool in your life? Again, when I get to here, I do this. And then maybe you could practice doing this over the next period of time in that moment. Ideally, when I think about my half marathon runners, a great race is when you nail that last quarter of the race. And by teaching our runners that when I get to that moment, I do this, our runners have a much higher chance of nailing that race, which means they have a much higher chance of success. Take this strategy, add it to your life, and let me know how it goes in the times you apply it in your life. If you enjoy my pieces and you want to bring exercise into your life, you need to check out my book, I Will Make You Passionate About Exercise. This book is designed to be a step-by-step journey that teaches you the right lessons and experiences to guide bringing exercise into your life, not just for a moment, but where you get to the place where you have a long-term love of exercise. So you get fitter, you get healthier, you have great stress releases, and you feel amazing about yourself. This book has been hugely successful, getting to the top 10 in the world for health and fitness books. So if it's time for you to bring health and fitness into your life, go to Passion About Exercise, click on the link, go through the process, and you can be starting your journey of finding your love for exercise really soon.